Let's go ahead and I know everyone's been anxious to hear your ball of twine story, so
yeah,
let's get to it.
1 year for spring break, my roommate and I, we were actually going to Tipton, Kansas, but we stopped in Cocker City because we wanted to see the largest ball of twine.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, it's a must to go see. And it wasn't as cool as I thought it was going to be. I was a little bit disappointed, but it was still majestic.
How's that work? You have to buy tickets or something?
No, you just walk up to it and it's right there. They have a little gazebo type thing over it so it doesn't get rained on. And I guess every year they have a festival and they add more twine to it. And
nice.
There's no security or anything.
Yeah, you'd think you'd want that, right?
Yeah, but Cocker City's pretty small, so.
Okay, fair enough.
But
couldn't you lock it up inside somewhere? Can you not get it inside a building? How big is it?
Oh, it's maybe like 15 feet across.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
See, it's kind of disappointing, but.
Well, that's large. 15 feet across?
I think. I don't know.
I'm not good with distances.
I'm not. It was decent. But.
Bigger than you could stretch your arms out.
Yeah.
And that would be bigger than 15 feet, or, you know,
yeah.
Bigger than what?
I don't have
4 feet?
Foot wingspan. I know that. But.
Okay, so you can really accurately. Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
So, my roommate and I decided that we were going to get our pictures taken next to it. So, I got mine taken, and then she walked up and got hers taken, and she wanted to look like she was climbing it. Well, from where I was standing, I couldn't tell if she was just, like, acting like it and not touching it, or if she was actually on it. And so, I was like, Josie, I hope you're not touching that, because our friend Andrew that we were going to go see told us never to touch the ball of twine.
Bad omen?
No, it's because people pee on it.
God.
And she was like,
what's wrong with people?
She's like, yeah, I'm touching it. I go, well, people pee on it. And she's like, ugh. Got grossed out.
Is this common knowledge that this happens to the ball of twine?
I guess around that area it is, because I hadn't heard it before Andrew told me.
What a shame. So did she smell her fingers after that to find anything out? Or?
No, and come to think of it, I don't think she washed her hands afterwards. I'd been, like, boiling my arms if it was me.
And then she
licked her hands.
Kneaded some dough and made us pizza. Oh, my God.